USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says negotiations are continuing when it comes to the president's Build Back Better agenda. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin joining Fox's special report and discussing Democrats' reconciliation package to try to further that plan.
Let them vote on the infrastructure bill. Take the time to work the reconciliation bill the way it needs to be worked, the CBO scoring.
Manchin saying, though, there's no excuse for not passing the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which he does support, as Democrats seek to pass their spending bill alongside the infrastructure spending. President Biden's applauding the final approval of COVID Pfizer vaccines for kids ages 5 through 11. He spoke at the White House on Wednesday afternoon, calling it a time of relief for parents across the nation. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, men. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
President Biden shooting down a report that he wants to pay migrant families who were separated during the prior Trump administration money. Biden said any suggestion that his administration plans to pay $450,000 to migrant families is, in his words, garbage. During a chat with White House reporters, Biden added, "That's not going to happen." San Francisco Giants catcher Buster Posey's retiring. Multiple reports say the 34-year-old veteran and three-time World Series champ will make it official tomorrow. Posey had a decorated career with the Giants, winning the National League Rookie of the Year in 2010 and the National League Comeback Player of the Year and League MVP in 2012. And all three major indexes closed at record highs on Wall Street. That after the Fed announced its plan to begin slowing down monthly bond purchases that were implemented during the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A warning issued by the top House Republican that Democrats should expect to lose dozens of seats next year. California's Kevin McCarthy noting that Democrats did lose more than five dozen seats in the 2010 election, the last time Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House during midterms. McCarthy claimed more than 70 seats held by Democrats now will be competitive in next year's midterm elections, just about a year from right now. His prediction coming after Republican Glenn Youngkin won the Virginia governor's race against a Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, who used to hold that office. Dick's Sporting Goods is teaming up with Nike to integrate a new loyalty program. The two major retailers announcing that they're going to ramp up efforts to work together in a series of steps, and the first one involves linking Nike's loyalty program to Dick's membership that allows customers to shop for exclusive Nike shoes and apparel on Dick's website. That partnership will, they say, eventually include in-person workout events at Dick's locations. And an exotic dancer in Texas who uses a pet monkey as part of her act has deleted a series of posts on social media suggesting the primate bit a trick-or-treater on Halloween. Danielle Thomas deleted a string of tweets that said her monkey was in a cage at a haunted house at the time. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.